weird twist the last 3 weeks have been. No other way to say it and slice it and dice it other than it's been a bad 3 weeks for the Washington Redskins, and it didn't get any better yesterday in their alumni reunion homecoming game in front of 80-plus thousand fans and 150 alumni, and they were just bad.
They didn't play very well at all, it just goes back to, I guess it's just a progression. They've taken different steps. They had penalties and still had some of the drops and stuff going on. And officials didn't help it out either.
No, absolutely not. And we're going to get into it all. We're going to get into where they go from here. We're going to get into all of your comments, tweets, questions. You can always submit them at Redskins, hashtag it Redskins Talk, so we can easily identify it. And we'll go through as many as we can. And obviously, we understand there's a lot of frustrated, upset fans. And quite honestly, I think they have a right. This is not good. No matter how you want to slice it and dice it, 14-27 under Mike Shanahan in 2.5 years, 5-15 at home. And to me, I started thinking about this. Now, we'll get into the must-win element of this. I don't know if you remember this game. The 1 year I covered you that you were here, it was towards the end of your tenure here.
Right.
This was eerily reminiscent of the Kansas City home loss in that year. You guys were 2-3. You had lost Samuels the week before in Carolina. Come home, Kansas City was awful. I think they only had one win. And they basically destroyed, it was a close game at times, but you guys couldn't really do anything in that game. I don't know how much you remember that game, but it was a bad loss, and it was a bad effort and a bad performance, and just nothing went right, and that's what this game tasted like to me.
I mean, and they had opportunities to really take over the game and make some plays, especially down on the goal line. Early in the game, and also some fourth down. They took some chances on fourth down, and they converted them. But this just didn't continue to move the ball well and get up and down the field. Offensive line broke down a little bit, especially towards the end of the fourth quarter. And the fourth quarter is when you're supposed to win the ball game. So you couple those things together, and you go back and say now, what do you do now? Because Carolina was only rushing four defensive linemen towards the end of the game.
And they were beating them.
And when you're dropping seven, it's hard for a quarterback to be able to decipher and put the ball where you need to put it. So it's a tough situation. They got a long road ahead of them.
Yeah, there was coverage sacks. There was, as you mentioned, only rushing four, sometimes even less, depending on the situation. Maybe Robert was holding on to the ball too long. We'll discuss and go through it all. Before we go any further, though, Mike Shanahan himself, last Monday, I asked him via teleconference. I said, is this a must-win game, and do you share that sentiment with the players? And I didn't think he would answer it the way he did, but he answered it affirmatively. And he called it a must-win game throughout the week, and so did his players. And yet they still came up, and I know the final score is 21-13. It really is not indicative in my eyes. I mean, it's basically a two-touchdown game. I understand it's not, but that's how it feels to me. How disappointed were you by the effort before we get to the actual execution? Were you disappointed by what you saw effort
for
wise?
For me, it was execution more than anything. I think the effort was there. I don't think anybody was taking plays off. It seemed like the defense was getting to the ball. On the offensive side, you had right receivers blocking, and the run game was there. They were blocking, moving the ball up and down the field, but they had too many penalties that set them back. So I think we have to go back and look at the execution. You go back and look at the execution on offense and on defense, and this is the thing that really held them back. I mean, they had like I said, we talked about them having a couple of drops. We just focused on the penalties a little bit. But at some point, you got to have the big play and the big play consistently. And you go back to the fourth quarter when the game was in the balance at 14-6 and the big play from Carolina. Once they got that big play, it was like no big plays from the Redskins offense and no turnovers taken by the defense. And then also the biggest thing with that, after they made the big play, the Carolina defense, they turned up their defense a little bit against the Washington Redskins offense. So it came down really to the fourth quarter and who could really win that battle in the fourth quarter. And when you get in that fourth quarter, you got to be able to make the plays to put, give yourself a chance to win the ball game, only being down 8. And they just didn't do it.
And it also doesn't help when you're running out of time and you're down by 2 scores and you punch it in twice. You mentioned the penalties. Right. You punch it in twice and both get nullified on penalty. Now, finally, they did get into the end zone. Evan Royster's first professional regular season touchdown.
Right.
So they did at least get the score. But now that's 3 touchdowns in the last 3 games, this 3-game losing streak, that's been wiped out 2 because of an illegal formation or an illegal shift. Now, again, we're going to dissect some of this as we go throughout the morning here. And, again, we welcome you on Redskins.com, CSNWashington.com. We'll get to all of your comments, tweets, or as many as we possibly can, at Redskins, hashtag Redskins Talk. Was this the worst loss of the three-game losing streak in your eyes because it was at home, because it was the must-win scenario before the bye, or was this just a loss in the three?
It was a loss because it's the must-win situation. Okay. I think when you've been to a point where you know you have to have a W, you have to have the execution to go out and win, again, on the offensive side and on the defensive side. And we even talk about special teams week in and week out, how there's got to be some big plays from special teams. Where's the special teams? And we haven't seen it. So this game being the must-win game of the three, you got to, you know, this is the worst out of them. And the reason being, again, because it's a must-win, and also moving forward, you know, what do they go now from here on out? Sitting here at 3-6.
3-6.
And just coming off a loss against Carolina, which you really wanted before the bye. It was really handed to them. They had a chance to really get things rectified and go in the right direction if they could have got this W.
Yeah, absolutely. And now the bye weekend is here. Philadelphia in less than 2 weeks, and Philadelphia still has to play tonight at New Orleans, right. And they're desperate. And then they host the Dallas Cowboys before coming to FedEx Field. Look, long way to go before then. We don't know what's going to happen over the next 2 weeks. We do know this. It is desperation time. It is try and save your season time. Try and salvage whatever you can positively and trying to eliminate as many of the negatives and, quite honestly, trying to eliminate beating yourself. Why don't we take a look back at the highlights? There weren't many, but there were some interesting and controversial plays, including a disputed touchdown and also a fourth down call that didn't go the Redskins' way.
Right, and see a big play right here, Josh Moorega holding on to the ball, and it's a play they've been running time in and time out. Not a safety that's trying to come down and attack that play a little bit more. As we talked about earlier, they got the run game going, and Big Alfred's been doing a great job of continuing to holding on to the ball, only one turnover the whole year, and making some big-time plays.
Ty Forbath.
And Forbath. I like Forbath. Yeah. I like him come in and put the ball through the uprights and be making some plays for us when it comes to kicking the ball through the uprights. And these are plays right here where you got to – Cam Newton has to put our defense in a little bit of different situation because he's able to run the ball. And it's the play we talked about earlier. He's getting up on the sideline in terms of the run, and the referee's blowing it dead and stopping play. You know, as a defensive player, you hear the whistle blow, you're supposed to stop, but then they still gave Carolina the touchdown, which is a bad call by the referees. Again, big-time plays from Alfred Morris getting up the field, making plays, and in terms of the running game. And they kind of got away a little bit from the running game, but they had to because of the situation that they had with being down. And we continue to see this run game in these situations. This is what they need, really. A big-time play right here to Josh Morgan. I thought this was going to be a play that maybe they didn't get, but that fourth down play, one of the fourth down – four